New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We're back with Keith Haina, the senior manager of the development team for Little Kids Rock. So Keith, tell me about the fun part now, celebrities.
Celebrities, yeah. Well, you know, the fun part about it is that music is supposed to be fun, right? So our program is so much fun that celebrities even love getting involved because music has really impacted their lives as well. And, you know, again, since we are we're all about popular music, we've had celebrities from every genre get involved, from Bruce Springsteen to Lady Gaga to Pharrell. And, you know, as far as country artists, we've had a lot of support. I remember there was this one time that Lady Antebellum came and surprised one of our teachers down in Miami. And, you know, we gave a full suite of new classroom instruments, you know, guitars and mandolins and keyboards. And, you know, this teacher happened to be a huge, huge fan. And so when she turned around and saw them there, she started crying immediately. It was great. they jammed with the kids who had already been rehearsing one of their songs. She was flown up to New York to see them in concert and go backstage. So again, like, it's such a cool thing when a celebrity not only impacts a room full of kids and future generations that will come through that classroom, because those instruments will be there, you know, as long as they're strung up. But also they transformed a teacher's life. I mean, she's one of the many teachers who has said, like, this organization's added 10 years to their career because they're reinvigorated, you know, and especially in Nashville, that's really an area where we get a lot of support from the country music industry. You know, we have there's a foundation, the Country Music Association Foundation, that supports us year after year, and they help us fund lots of teacher trainings. And, you know, as a result, those teachers go and they educate tens of thousands of kids. So I remember a couple years ago, after CMA Foundation first started supporting us, Rascal Flatts came and did a huge instrument delivery and check presentation at a school. And it was great. I mean, seeing a video of these little kids, they're, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and they're playing Life is a Highway with them. It was just the cutest thing ever. And what was great is, you know, all the news media cameras came, and, you know, People Magazine did a piece and The Insider did a piece. And, you know, these kids got to be on TV and see their faces in a magazine. And, you know, these are kids who have never even left their community, really. So it's, you know, it goes beyond just having kids learn to play music and having a cool experience. It sort of shows them that there's a whole world out there and that they are a part of it.
You have a pretty cool job.
Yeah, I'd say. You know, and it's funny because a lot of my friends will ask me, they're like, oh, so wait, you've met Carlos Santana, and, you know, you've met Big Kenny, and you've met Bruce Springsteen, but you don't have pictures with any of them. I was like, well, yeah, because I'm usually on the other side of the camera, and I've been thinking about making a wall of fame in my house of all of the photo ops that I've helped orchestrate and all the kids that have got to meet them, because, you know, it's really fun to introduce kids to their heroes.
Right.
You know?
That's like what I do here. So we have tons of artists that come in and out, and sometimes I'll be like, all right, I'll take a quick picture. And then other times I'm like, you know what? It's not for me.
Yeah.
It's just for everyone else. And it's great to see it though.
Yeah. You know, the good feelings that I get inside are from knowing that these kids are going to carry that with them forever.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm the guy, because I'm not a teacher, I'm not in the classroom, and I'm not on our program team, the people that are ordering the instruments and delivering them, making the curriculum videos and stuff, and the teacher training. So when I get to go to a classroom, it's a really exciting opportunity for me. And a lot of the kids that will remember me will be like, oh, that's the guy who brought the celebrity in, or that's the guy who brought all the cameras in. And,
aww.
You know, I get
so
to be.
So you're still in the spotlight.
Yeah, I get to be like a minor celebrity myself for like 15 seconds. But it's cool because these artists, they help us in so many different ways, from, you know, from visiting the classrooms to adding a dollar onto their tickets on their tour and raising a bunch of money for us. You know, showing up at, we have a big gala in New York City every October. This past year, we honored Bonnie Raitt and Elvis Costello. You know, Bonnie was one of the first artists ever to support this organization back in San Francisco. And, you know, we raised, you know, millions of dollars at this event, and it all goes toward buying instruments for kids. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that these celebrities can do, can support. But one thing's for sure is that they love supporting music education.
Now, speaking of supporting and fundraising, Little Kids Rock, you have a fundraiser coming up in June.
We do. So in advance of that big gala that I just mentioned in October, we do an event called Big Kids Rock. And it's sort of like a corporate battle of the bands, although we've sort of taken the whole battle part out because, you know, music should be more of a cooperative and collaborative sport as right. opposed to a competitive one. But, you know, we do this event here in New York in, I believe it'll be on June 21st at the Hard Rock. And, you know, more information will be on our website as that gets settled. But we do the event here in New York and in Chicago and in San Francisco. And it's really fun. We have, you know, business leaders and CEOs, people from Wall Street to Silicon Valley to, you know, the construction real estate industries, you know, and they are all, the one thing they have in common is that they all love playing music. They all are in bands and they use this opportunity to get up on stage, rock out for all of their friends, their family, their, you know, their employees, and they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to do, you know, exactly for the kids what has happened for them.
Now, how can a teacher get more information on this? How does this whole program work? Because if there's teachers out there listening now, how would they get involved?
Well, right. This entire organization is set up and geared toward supporting teachers because they're the real heroes. They're the ones that get up and go to the classroom every morning and support their kids. So any teacher anywhere in the country can go to littlekidsrock.org. And at the very top, there's a button that says professional development. They can click that and they can sign up for a free workshop that is in their city. And if there isn't one, they can add their name to a list and we'll notify them as soon as we schedule something.
Keith, I think it's great what you're doing or what Little Kids Rock is doing in regards to giving back to public schools and making just a better change. Now, how really are you changing the system in a whole?
Sure. So, you know, it was always a we call it a bottom-up approach, right, where we would go school to school and school district to school district, helping support them with resources and training and support. But now we're kind of also doing a top-down approach. And so we're partnering with universities all over the United States. And we are we have a fellowship, actually, where we're training professors, music education professors, to teach their students, the future music teachers of America, how to teach kids popular music, how to teach music as a second language, basically teaching it backwards from the way that it, you know, it's traditionally being taught, so that when they graduate and become a music teacher in whatever school district they decide, whether it's public school, private school, charter school, if it's in an inner city or a rural area or suburban area, these teachers will now know how to engage their students and teach them how to play the country music they love, how to you know, sing rap, how to play rock and roll. And it's exciting because that's the moment where Modern Band, this program that Little Kids Rock has been really pioneering, that's the moment it becomes bigger than Little Kids Rock, becomes bigger than just a charity. And so, you know, it's really cool that we're changing it from such a big perspective. And the reason I know it's so cool is because I get to see the individual kids that benefit from it and start writing their own music. And, you know, this morning I was listening to a song, an original song that some 8 and 9-year-olds wrote right here in New York City a few years ago. You know, for anybody that lives in the New York area, I'm sure everyone remembers Hurricane Sandy, which was just devastating. And so these kids, you know, had never seen anything like that before. And it's kind of traumatic to be a, you know, an 8-year-old and, you know, be on the subway and see a woman with her whole life in her hands because she's been displaced from her home. So they come into school the one day and, you know, the one kid was telling that story and she said, yeah, she has a lot going on. And another kid started talking. He goes, yeah, just like the Statue of Liberty has a lot going on, you know, because she's like New York. And so, you know, these little kids are sharing these like pretty profound thoughts. And so their teacher, who happened to, she was an art teacher, not even a music teacher, but we gave her the tools she needed to also teach kids music. And so these kids started writing the song called She's Got a Lot Going On. And it was such a cathartic thing for them to be able to see, you know, all of this mayhem going on around them and to be able to put it together into a song and ultimately a very positive experience. And it was great. We made a music video out of it. You know, it was so much fun for them. They got to perform it on stage with Jake Clemens from the E Street Band at wow. an event we had. They followed Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. You know, and these kids were, wow. were so confident. It was amazing.
Now, are you going to sing it?
I don't think I could do it justice, but I can, if you Google "She's Got a Lot Going On" and "Little Kids Rock," you'll find it online, and you'll even hear the teacher sort of telling a bit more about the story of how the song was written. And you know, that's one example of just thousands of original songs that our kids are writing every year, every week, and you know, everything from something really heavy to, you know, experiencing life growing up without a father, to something really light like taking the song by AC/DC, TNT, but changing the letters to BLT, and it was about the kid's favorite sandwich.
That's cute. Now I'm hungry.
Well, dinner time's in a few hours.
So tell me now, how can someone get more information? Again, I know a lot of the teachers out there are listening that we have. Now, you said it's not just public schools. You also do
charter schools as well. Okay. that fall under the public school umbrella. And yeah, really, if you, you know, you can write an email to info@littlekidsrock.org. You can go to the contact us part of our website, or you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It's just, you know, @littlekidsrock, all one word. And, you know, you can contact us there and keep up to date with all the fun stuff we have going on.
And the fundraiser that you're having in June for called Big Kids Rock, how can someone get involved with that?
You can contact us through our website or send an email to info@littlekidsrock.org. And that's a way where, you know, we'll be selling tickets for that. We also usually have like an auction. So there's some really cool autographed guitars and prizes that people could win. And, you know, we don't have a robust volunteer program in the schools because, you know, working in public schools, we can't just always bring people in. But for events like this, we do take volunteers. So if you'd like to get involved in some way, you can write us and we will find a way for you to support our kids, no doubt.
So Keith, tell me, how did you become the senior manager of the development team for Little Kids Rock? And why did you want to get involved with Little Kids Rock?
Well, to be honest, I didn't necessarily want to get involved with Little Kids Rock. I had the fortune of graduating in college in 2008 when the economy was really bad. So I couldn't really find a job anywhere. And I was studying communications in college. So I took an internship at a very small grassroots organization. There were four people working there. They were serving, you know, about 25,000 kids across America. And I did the marketing, the communications, now fundraising and outreach. And, you know, 9 years later, I've never left. The organization now has 40-something people. We are really changing things in America for kids, for teachers. And, you know, we are, like I said, serving hundreds of thousands of kids now. So it's exciting to be a part of something that, you know, is not only helping kids and helping change things in the public schools in America, but I get to be, you know, one of the people that laid the foundation for this organization that has changed so many lives. And even as myself, I was never a musician growing up, and I've unleashed my inner music maker. You know, I've learned to play harmonica and to play the guitar, and, you know, it's a very confidence building sort of thing, because while I see the kids having these aha moments, learning to play these instruments that they never thought they could, that they never thought they would even have an opportunity to touch, I'm getting to feel that same thing at the same time. And it's, you know, it really keeps me connected to the mission and to the cause. And, you know, if, like I said, there's a lot of things going on in this world today that are scary and negative. And this seems to be my little niche of a market to help change things for the better. Our motto is we draw the music out, we don't drum it in. It's already inside of all of us.
Wow.
And it's, you know, even physically a heartbeat, you know, there it's a drum beat, you know, and in between each one of those little heartbeats is a very unique extra beat in there. So I think we're all naturally musical people, and you know, I see it happen every single day.
Challenge accepted, because I cannot play anything.
Deal. Well, we're going to get you fronting a band at some point, playing electric guitar maybe. Maybe we'll start you on a ukulele, because that only has four strings, so it's a little bit easier to learn.
Okay. And then we'll how many strings does a guitar have?
Six.
Okay.
So we'll start with four, we'll move on to six, and then hopefully by next year when I come into the studio, you'll be starting your own band.
I'll have a band and I'll be popular and everything?
Sure. I mean, I think you're popular already.
I want to thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the platform to tell your listeners a little bit more about what we're doing at Little Kids Rock.
And I'll be able to tell them if I learned how to play an instrument soon.
I hope to hear you.
That was Keith Haina, the senior manager of the development team for Little Kids Rock. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.